Unlawful employment practices under the amendment. A violation occurs of the state provisions when the employer or agents or supervisors of the employer, so agents, what is for agents, knew or should have known that the conduct was occurring and failed to take immediate and appropriate corrective action. Now, that's not that different from what we've normally seen, from my perspective. What's different about it is the fail to take immediate appropriate corrective action. Typically, what we see is fail to take prompt and appropriate corrective action. Immediate, to me, is a higher standard than prompt. So one can argue that to address race harassment, you have to act promptly, but to address sexual harassment, you would now have to act immediately. So how they're going to distinguish those two concepts, I don't know, but they did choose different language because I've not seen the word immediate used before. So there is an affirmative defense to hostile environment cases if the supervisor is the one harassing and there's no tangible employment action as a result. And then if the employer can prove that it exercised reasonable care to prevent and correct promptly the harassing behavior, and it can prove that the plaintiff unreasonably failed to take advantage of any preventative or corrective opportunities that the employer provided, like the reporting process, or to otherwise avoid harm, then there's an affirmative defense. However, if it's a non-supervisor who's doing the harassing, then the plaintiff has to prove that the employer knew or should have known of the harassment, but failed to take prompt remedial action designed to stop it. So that's what we have prior to the state amendment. Previously, under the state law, a plaintiff had 180 days to file a charge of discrimination with they could file with the EEOC or they could file with the Texas Workforce Commission. But if they wanted to sue and they're automatically dual filed, right? So if you file with the TWC, it automatically files with the EEOC and vice versa. But if you wanted to sue under the Texas Workforce Commission, the Act, Texas Commission on Human Rights Act, if you wanted to sue under state law, you had to have filed your charge within 180 days of the last act of discrimination. However, this is expanding it to 300 days. So it mirrors the 300 days that you have to file under federal law. So based on this, I would say best practices are to obviously distribute a policy that addresses sexual harassment. Now, most employers with 15 or more employees already do that. But now I think for Texas employers, I think it's a good idea to go ahead and include statutory definition. Regardless whether it's federal or state, it should have a user-friendly reporting procedure. It should include routes other than line of authority, so somebody doesn't have to go through their manager to make a complaint. And then you want to make sure that you immediately investigate and take appropriate action, even if the alleged policy violation is raised outside the defined reporting process. So, because it's a new or should have known standard. So you can't say, well, we have a process, they didn't report it, so too bad. You still have to, once you knew or should have known, you have to immediately investigate and take appropriate action. And the same was true before. You had to investigate and take appropriate action. The prompt and appropriate remedial, or prompt and appropriate remedial action. So the only thing that's really changed there is the word immediately again. Employers with 15 or more employees should adopt and distribute such a policy that, in addition, addresses all the other forms of unlawful discrimination and harassment, prohibits retaliation, and provides a process for reporting retaliation, which I would say should loop back to your normal process, which we'll talk a little bit more about in handbooks. But I will say that even if you're a small employer with fewer than 15 and you adopt a harassment policy because of the new law, and keep in mind, you're not absolutely required to adopt a policy, but if you want to, I just can't imagine why you wouldn't, because your risks are far greater if that something is going on and you don't take action. So you want to hear about things so that you have the opportunity to investigate and take, you know, action immediately, so that that you don't actually have a violation. In that same context, I would go ahead and prohibit retaliation in your policy. Although the statute doesn't require that for smaller employers, it's a good idea, because otherwise employees may be hesitant to report that they're being harassed. And if you don't hear about it, the owner may not know about it, HR may not know about it, but if a single supervisor knows about it, and then arguably the company's on the hook for it. So if an agent or a supervisor knew or should have known, then you've got liability. So I would want to do everything I could to encourage people to come forward and report concerns. And that would include going ahead and requiring, including a non-retaliation provision in your policy.